The Otsego Vision. Of the visions given to Ellen White, one of those most remembered was that of June 6, 1863, at Otsego, Michigan, the health reform vision. Otsego is about 50 kilometers, miles northeast of Battle Creek. To give support to R.J. Lawrence and M.E. Cornell in their evangelistic meetings, James and Ellen White started for the place by carriage on Friday morning, June 5, along with Mr. and Mrs. George Amadon and several other families. The Whites were entertained at the Aaron Hilliard home a few miles west of town. The Amadons and others came in for worship as the Sabbath was beginning. Ellen White was asked to lead in prayer. She did so, pleading fervently with God. As she prayed for James, who was close by, she moved to his side, laid her hand on his shoulder, and poured out her heart. Then her voice changed, and she was heard to exclaim, "Glory to God!" Martha Amadon, daughter of John Byington, the newly elected president of the General Conference, commented, "Many who have witnessed these things have often wished a description could be given of the servant of God when thus under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the illumination of the countenance, the graceful gestures of the hands, the dignity attending every movement, the musical intonations of the voice sounding as from a distance, and many, many other things which give an eyewitness confidence in their heavenly origin." She was in vision about 45 minutes, DF 105. The Otsego Vision of 1863. Many matters were opened to her in this vision, but the vision is noted particularly for what was shown to her in regard to health, the responsibility of all to live in harmony with principles that would prevent sickness and yield good health. "I saw that now we should take special care of the health God has given us, for our work was not yet done. Our testimony must yet be born and would have influence. I saw that I had spent too much time and strength in sewing and waiting upon an entertaining company. I saw that home care should be thrown off. The preparing of garments is a snare, others can do that. God had not given me strength for such labor. I saw that we should encourage a cheerful, hopeful, peaceful frame of mind, for our health depends upon our doing this. I saw that when we tax our strength, overlabor and weary ourselves much, then we take colds and at such times are in danger of disease taking a dangerous form. We must not leave the care of ourselves for God to see to and to take care of that which He has left for us to watch and care for. It is not safe nor pleasing to God to violate the laws of health and then ask Him to take care of our health and keep us from disease when we are living directly contrary to our prayers. I saw that it was a sacred duty to attend to our health, and arouse others to their duty, and yet not take the burden of their cases upon us. Yet we have a duty to speak, to come out against intemperance of every kind, intemperance in working, in eating, in drinking, and in drugging, and then point them to God's great medicine, water, pure soft water, for diseases, for health, for cleanliness, and for a luxury." Then there was a call for an active ministry on the part of James and Ellen White along health lines. What Ellen White had been shown in the vision at the Hilliard home was so different from concepts commonly held at the time that it was with hesitancy she faced the bidding in the vision to take the lead in guiding Seventh-day Adventists and others to a way of life in harmony with nature's laws. When she was in the home of Dr. H.S. Lay, he pressed her to tell him what she had been shown. She explained that much of what was presented to her was so different from the ordinarily accepted views that she feared she could not relate it so that it could be understood. She protested that she was not familiar with medical language and hardly knew how to present it. In the conversation that followed, she set forth in simple language what she later reduced to writing in the extended chapter entitled Health, Now Found in Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4.